Noosa Council is making national headlines with losses amounting to $1.9 million after falling victim to a scam executed by international criminal gangs. The professional crims managed to get $2.3 million back in December, and so far just $440,000 has been recovered. Noosa Council's CEO Larry Senstock says the council was told not to go public with the news in case it compromised the subsequent Australian Federal Police and Interpol investigation.
While we couldn't go public, council did report the incident to Queensland Audit Office, the QAO, and relevant ministers in line with our statutory local government requirements. We managed to recover some funds, making the total value of the loss $1.9 million. This fraud was perpetrated by international criminals who were, unbeknown to council, already under investigation, and we have been advised that these investigations are ongoing.
There's been no impact on ratepayers, public services or personal data. New measures to further improve the council's financial processes have now been put in place, while additional third-party software to add another level of control is also being installed. Boarding and disembarking an aircraft at Sunshine Coast Airport just got a whole lot easier for people with mobility needs. New solar-powered all-weather Avi ramps have just been introduced there. They'll provide step-free and more dignified access for passengers with reduced mobility. The new addition comes as Sunshine Coast Airport begins its wider terminal redevelopment project. An extra 3,500 patients have been impacted by the imaging bungle at Caboolture Hospital. It comes after revelations some 9,000 patient results dating back to April 2023 have not been looked over by a doctor, prompting the Premier to call for an independent investigation. Some of those have multiple scans, bringing the number needing to be re-examined far higher than that. And the debate on what to call Gari is ongoing, with an elder speaking out on a petition to create a dual name for the island. There's a push proposing the island be called Gari Fraser Island, so it's identifiable with other local names. But Elder Glenn Miller says restoring the original name was the right move.